2019, Ocean Highway LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone 1818 for Ocean Highway LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. This site is along the rear of a property that is already zoned C1 and used for commercial purposes along Route 1. The existing C1 zoning has been in effect since the 70s on the front parcel. This is a minor extension of the existing C1 zoning. Two, the site is located at an intersection that has developed with many other commercial uses, including a convenience store, large retail stores, a bowling alley and family entertainment complex, and other retail and commercial uses. This is an appropriate location for a relatively minor extension of the existing commercial zoning. Three, the applicant has stated that by expanding the existing commercial area by 1.18 acres, the current tenants can make more efficient use of the entire property, and it will likely reduce the number of truck deliveries to and from the property. This will improve traffic at the intersection with Route 1. Four, DelDOT has also recognized that this rezoning will expand the off-street parking area and provide a location for delivery trucks to park overnight instead of along Dartmouth Drive. This supports the need for rezoning to CR1. Five, the rezoning to CR1 in this location will not have an adverse impact upon adjacent roads, properties, community facilities, or the neighborhood in general. Six, the rezoning meets the purpose of the zoning code in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Seven, the rezoning is in compliance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which states that CR1 zoning is one of several appropriate zoning classifications for this location. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to this application.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1818 Ocean Highway for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2071, Blessing Greenhouses and Compost.
Staff would note that per the request, staff reached out to Denrick and the Conservation District and received both responses regarding the proposed stormwater management facility and the where they are with the consent order, and that information was provided to you.
All right, then. That being the case, then we'll entertain a motion to close the record.
So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to close the record on conditional use number 2071, Blessings, Greenhouses, and Compost. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. And let the record show that the motion carried actually 3-0, because I'm going to recuse myself at this point, but only for this vote. Because I haven't reviewed all the data at this point, but I will be prepared to vote on it when it hits the agenda again. So the motion carries 3-0. For those of you who might have an interest in this, when the record is left open and then we receive what we need, at that point we close the record. That's the point at which our clock starts running. We have 45 days now to make a recommendation to County Council regarding that application, and that's the reason for doing that. So the record's closed. We can't accept any new information. We can only make our decision based on what's in the record, and we have 45 days to do that. So
make a motion. We table this to further. Do I have to make a motion to table it now?
Nope,
or
you're good. Just close the record. We're good. That's all we need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We thank you for being with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on an application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed pinch-hitting counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a pleasure to come from the bullpen.
Indeed. Always a pleasure to see you.
This is the time and place for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted subject to the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and to vote on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the direction of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch to silent service. These hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and any of its witnesses at that time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite the public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. If there is a spokesman or attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on the testimony from the applicant in the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will then direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Also, individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission.
Thank you, sir. Our first